This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Heather Pettit, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, P-E-T-T-I-T, date of birth 07/22/1982, date of appointment January 8, 2024. Requesting physician Kenneth Riley, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-R-I-L-E-Y. Dear Dr. Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Heather Pettit today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 41-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 12/10. ...2023 due to the numbness and weakness of the right upper extremity. She was also having at some point numbness of the right lower extremity and numbness on the cheek. In the hospital, the workup was negative MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram. Patient has an outpatient echocardiogram with bubble study. She is now on Plavix 75 mg PO daily and Lipitor. ...20 mg PO daily. She is also taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily. Past medical history, tobacco dependence, anxiety, thoracic back pain, pneumonia. Past surgical history, cataract surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, and clopidogrel 75 mg daily. Social history, she smokes 5 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol. She's a store manager in Five Below. She's single. Lives alone, have one kid. Family is the mother alive, father alive. He is smoker, 3 sisters, one with migraine and drug addict. One brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, she was having numbness, tingling, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, south pulse sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tendon reflex is 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 41 year old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, probably lacunar stroke in the left internal capsule or thalamus. Number two, TIA. Number three, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Her workup, including MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound, and echocardiogram, are within normal limit. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and Lipitor 20 mg PO daily. She need one antiplatelet after a few months. If the problem will continue, then she need EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.